You guys, it's Wednesday. What a journey it's been. How are we all? Has everything been as crazy for you guys? Patrick! Oh, God.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You get there.
You're almost there.
It's like a...
Money.
Very hardcore hump day for me. Wednesday, it's just like... I forgot it was Wednesday. I had no idea. I was confused. And now I'm like on like the hump of my Monday blues, I believe. So.
Well, to talk about more days of the week. Tuesday. Ultimate Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
It blew my mind yesterday.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
I didn't realize until, again, I was at the bar. And this group of people comes in and they put up like a gold nylon balloon of a 2. And I'm like, oh my God, who's turning 2? And they're like, no, it's Tuesday. And I'm like, oh shit.
By lore on a Tuesday, Wednesday. It's so odd finding the light of Thursday, Friday. Settle in the ashes. It's our way to talk a lot here.
I don't know. We feeling warmed up.
Me.
Like I said, it's been a time. We're here. Yeah. Welcome to Fueled by Lore. This is a podcast. Who are you?
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Well, it's starting from the beginning. I'm so, Star Chart.
Welcome to Fueled by Lore. This is a podcast.
Take two.
My name is Patrick Garner, your host, and I'm joined here with my co-host.
My name's Bev.
And then Adonis Hart, who hosts his own podcast, Uniquely Alone. Welcome to the podcast, Adonis. This is now ASMR. I hope you all are in for a great Monday, because that's when this releases. And we're having a Wednesday, and I hope you guys have a good Monday. Good morning.
Feels like a Monday, honestly.
So
I was in a silly, goofy mood. I've had so much caffeine.
That is so on brand for us. You are in the right place.
Perfect. I'm so happy.
Oh man.
Well, yeah. You know how many. Here goes my dab pen. Start your day with a cup of coffee to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Then you always have to, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. always one cup. And then you have your second cup to be like, this is my morning coffee.
Yeah.
And then by the time that happens, you're like, round 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have like a 20-ounce iced coffee.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Drinking coffee in the morning is just like, you know, you go out at night to the bars and you're just like, nah, I'll just take it easy. Or for me, I go to the Rapids game with the super fan group, and I'm just like, I'm going to have 3 beers. And then they're just like handing you beers that you're not paying for. And I'm like, I wasn't ready for this. I was like, I can handle it. I could do some more.
I'll never turn down a free beer.
Exactly. Ever. You can never, yeah.
Listening and you're offering me a beer, Friday, anybody that's going on Friday.
We do accept... beer donations. I believe all 3 of us, like, we do have that buy me coffee thing up, so you can donate there, or you could just run into us and just be like, here's a beer, and we'll be like, there we go.
That happened to me in Vegas one time.
Really?
Just a random dude, because I went with Zach and JT, and we were just walking down, and we're like, I really want a beer right now. And this dude's like, oh, you want this? He's just carrying a box full of like Coors Banquets. He's like, you want one? And we're like, hell yeah,
they're
one.
Cold.
They're cold. They're in Vegas. What?
Yeah, before the world got all scary, but it was a good time.
You heard it here first. Accept beer from strangers.
Always.
You know, sealed.
Yeah, that's true.
A guy just walking down the street in Vegas, like, oh, you want this? And it's a red Solo cup, and you're just like, it's beer.
It's like half empty. It's green, but it's not St. Patty's Day.
That's trustworthy.
Yeah.
He's a mixologist.
This is a new brew. This is a new variety. We're enhancing his project for, you know. Sample source. I'm putting this away.
All right. Well, welcome, fellow podcaster.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about your, I met you at a Lady Denim concert and you're like really cool. We had that interesting night. Yeah, and then you do a podcast. What is your, when did you start it? What is it about? Give me the deets.
Give us the lore. All the
questions. So it's Uniquely Alone. And so I basically just like thought about it after listening to one of you guys' shows. And I was sitting there sad in my room in Austin.
True artist right here. That's, right? That's how it goes.
And I was just like, I don't know. I had a longing for like, I miss being creative almost. So like I played band, or I was in the band in middle school. And like I would dabble in like art, I suppose. I wouldn't claim it like art, but
you don't have to watch it like that. You need art,
And so really enjoy music, and so I just was like, I want to be creative again almost. So I've always used to like, I would make like little YouTube videos, which they're still up, unfortunately, because I don't remember the password to the account. So if you're hunting on YouTube, you'll find them eventually. But just me like dancing and making like little movies with my sister. So I was just sitting there and I was like, damn, I miss being creative. And yeah, that's kind of where it spawned. I was like, you know, I know a lot of interesting people, I've met a lot of interesting people, and I feel like it'd almost be super fun just to kind of explore like, why are you like that? You know, like, have you ever like met somebody where it's like, why are you like that, but like in a good way? I mean, I guess also in a negative way too, but
well, no, it's like, where did you come from?
Right. You know? Like exactly. Yeah. Why are you, why do you do the things you do? So, yeah, just started in my room in a closet. The acoustics
sounds
were
relatable. Yeah.
Incredible. but yeah. And so, kind of took a little hiatus from it. Hopefully like doing a little rebrand right now, getting back to it, but
also relatable.
it's hard.
Yeah,
you gotta take a break sometimes, right?
Do.
So
reflect.
I'm hopefully gonna have my first guest on. It's gonna be my uncle, but he's a pretty cool dude, so yeah, it should be fun. And yeah, listen to Uniquely Alone if
yeah, definitely
do it.
Yeah, I highly recommend checking out Uniquely Alone. So it was kind of like an idea of like why is it. Because I know you do most of the, all the episodes up right now, I think, are just you, right? Mm-hmm. So is it kind of like also a self-exploration of like, why am I this way?
Yeah. That's kind of where I started it. Like, of course, I want to interview other people, but at the time I was going through a lot of stuff and it felt good just to kind of like get all my problems out, like verbalize them. And so I think it's almost like a diary. Like I want to eventually look back and like listen to episodes and like, wow, like why exactly was I that sad at that point? And it's like, wow, I've come so far too. And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at in life. Just like self-reflection, introspection. Okay. How can I improve? And so, yeah, I think every episode I'm trying to come up with different things. I've started like asking on the Instagram that I have for it. Just like, how are other people feeling? Do you want to hear like my perspective on certain things? Just because talking about sadness consistently is it takes a toll on you. And so it's more, I think it's more for me than anything. Like I'm not looking to make money off of it. I'm not looking to like get famous. It's literally just something for me. And like, if you want to listen to it, that's really awesome. I really appreciate that you're sharing that human connection with me.
I mean, I think it's, honestly, anything that does end up, I feel like, being successful always starts as something that's super authentic. And it's like, ultimately, they're doing it for themselves. And you can tell that with a lot of people, you know, whether it's like drawing or, you know, music or starting a podcast or kind of thing. Like, I think if you go in with like that very, you know, and I think that yours, I really enjoy your podcast. And also, it's like it's vulnerable. So I think that that plays into it, too. And that's when you can't get true vulnerability if you go at it from like, I'm going to do this for my job, I'm gonna do this for you know, just for fiscal reasons, or like, oh, I'm just gonna make money or become famous by doing this. Like, you lose like a huge chunk of the vulnerability or authenticity, in my opinion. So you know, I think that's the start of something pretty great, you know.
I'm blushing right now.
It's like
Yeah, but especially in a project where you're like digging into yourself and like picking it apart and being like what has shaped me to be like who I am today, which honestly, like this like getting to know other people and stuff mm-hmm. is sort of like a similar vibe. Yeah, say is like, where did we come from? Why are we this way? Like reflecting on the past and mm-hmm. hard to be like, give me money while I lament in my like misery and woe yeah. and like fuck ups mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, things like that. But it is really hard to, we were talking about coming, coming from a sad place. Mm-hmm. When you brand your projects as something that's like a reflection of sadness and stuff like that, it's hard to stay connected to that, right? Because yeah. it's so exhausting mm-hmm. to be like, yes, mm-hmm. this pains me. Yes, I want to explore it. Yes, I want to dig into it. But it's like, you know, your bitch loves being sad. I talk about that all the time. You know, like, love a big cry. But you can't let that be everything, mm-hmm. you know? So, like,
I think, too, it also, like, at least for me, I was like, man, this is really coming off whiny. Like,
well, sure. Yeah. Whatever.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. but no, it's, I don't know. I think, too, I definitely want, I see myself in a career where I'm working with social media and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's not just a diary for myself, but I'm also like improving my skills on audition and, you know, putting graphics up for the Instagram. So whether that be on like Photoshop or mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Premiere, something like that, you know, so slowly but surely I'm hoping that it gets to like, I've become quite a perfectionist from it, yep. unfortunately. Yeah. So it gets to a point where I'm like, ah, this is fine. But like, I think it adds to that authenticity you were talking mm-hmm. about, where it's like, okay, this is like a DIY
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
do it in your closet.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's just kind of like that, you know, you want to do something. So no matter what you have to work with or what's in your way, you're going to, you know, make it work. Mm-hmm. You're going to find a way to do it. So
life and art finds a way.
Yep.
Life imitates art.
DIY grad. Listen, sorry. Tangent about starting in the closet. Just okay. like pulling out a mic from like mm-hmm. like the bottom of my bookshelf. Like, oh, I bought this a while ago. I can mm-hmm. fuck with this, right?
Yep.
So people I follow on YouTube, they're like, I'm doing a podcast. They go into a professional recording studio and somebody else just takes their 2 hours of recording and makes like the 30 minutes, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, imagine like a spot like meeting up at a studio to record, yeah. to like record and just mm-hmm. like talk. Just like interesting things that, and here we are. I don't know,
that also kind of reminds me of like, what was it, there was something I saw posted where someone was like, hey, it's like, don't pay too much attention to indie artists like Wikipedia pages, and then start ask, because then you'll start noticing how many of their parents' names are blue and underlined because they are somebody and they had a lot of money to fund their project. Mm. Whereas like, you know, for us and stuff, like I can sit here as like, yeah, I've got a lot of gear, but like I've accumulated this over like a decade plus. So yeah. it's different from just, oh, let's start a band. And then all of a sudden they have like a whole bunch of money tossed at it. And they're just like, oh, wow. How did they just blow up out of nowhere?
Small donations.
small donation to $1 million. Or, you know,
industry plant.
Or in the case of Mr. Jeffrey Bezos, oh, my family helped donate, invest like, couple hundred thousand dollars plus a bunch of family friends like, yeah, you're a self-made man, you're definitely a self-made man, prime entrepreneur, you did it, Jeffrey, congratulations.
I built this from the ground up glistening with gold.
Yes.
yeah
I think, yeah, I was really excited to get you on the podcast too. Uh-huh. Especially because of like your podcast and what it's about, because kind of the theme we've been chasing in like this little like arc of episodes is like the idea of identity. Mm-hmm. And so it's been, that's kind of, I think it's been kind of weird how it's been like a natural theme. There's like monetization and like, am I being whiny by like asking my art, and just that kind of turned into like valuing your art, mm-hmm. like how, what's the, you know, what's the trade-off, what's the balance there? And then it became like community, and then you're just like, okay, so I can define myself by community, but like, who am I? And yeah. cue us in existential crises, but you know,
had a bunch of those.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was also like timed out, like the book I was just reading was about like, is a whole bunch of poetry basically like practices and stuff, and a lot of them were about like, oh, define yourself with a color, or like define yourself with this or that, and it's just like these odd things, and it was just like, that's like really freeing to just kind of think about yourself in like these weird, obscure, but kind of basic terms. And so with the fact of just like how it all lined up and everything is kind of wild. But I think now that you kind of started a podcast and also within like the past year, do you think that like your identity has changed, or maybe how you describe your own identity has changed?
I think at my core, I feel like I'm still the same Adonis that I've known, I've known my whole life, but like people have known since high school. I'm a little different from high school. Yeah. Hopefully didn't peak, but but, I feel like I still carry the same values. However, I feel like every year has kind of almost been this metamorphosis of like, there's a certain aspect about myself that's like, huh, I don't really like that. I wonder why. And then kind of introspective thinking about that. And then boom, that's like, you conquer that for that year. And then the next year it's like, oh, now this little aspect of me, that's a little, okay, well, let's go over that now. So I think I'm currently in the process of another metamorphosis, as you will. But yeah, I don't know. I've definitely gone through a lot of, I can't think of the word, but a lot of change just in terms of, like, I've struggled a lot with, you know, 'cause I'm mixed. So I feel like I've always been either too black for the white kids or too white for the black kids. And so I even talked to my sisters about this, but it's just been like, oh, we're just here. So who do we hang out with? Who are we exactly? And I think that's why I like Donald Glover a lot, because, he talks about that a lot. I mean, he's like, oh, well, I like skateboarding, but apparently if you're like black, you can't skateboard, you know, that's like the stereotype, or like you should be good at basketball and all this stuff. And so he kind of, for me, I discovered him like, I want to say my senior year of high school. But it was just like hearing his music and like listening to interviews that he would do. It was almost like freeing and relieving that like, oh, okay, like, well, he can do that. I can do whatever I want. You know, I can, if I enjoy something, I'm going to do it. Like whatever my music taste is, or skateboarding, or I like fishing, and people are like, what, really? Like,
Your profile picture is you with a fish. Yeah.
Oh, God. No, we're not at that level, but, but no, it's just like, I don't know. I think you should always be trying to change. Obviously that's the human experiences. You know, you're always trying to grow, always trying to improve, get better. And so
I think it's also, that's something that I've also personally been thinking about a lot, like the past, like probably honestly like year plus. And I think part of it is probably just quarantine, and you know, you get locked in your room with your thoughts, and that's always a good recipe. But like,
great.
I mean, I think it was also, hopefully a lot of people were able to find a lot of like mental clarity and like self clarity, which I was able to, and like kind of come to peace with the fact that, yeah, I'm having a rough week this week, but it's, you know, I'll be okay. And it's just kind of more comfortable. It's just like feeling what I need to feel instead of kind of like turning a blind eye and being, you know, almost like avoiding it kind of thing. So I hope a lot of people were able to do that, because then it gets to the point where it's just like, you can be comfortable with like your thoughts, and basically just like meditation did a lot for me for that, for sure. But it was also kind of like, I like that idea of like a yearly metamorphosis of like this little corner of my life, or like me is gotta go, or he's gotta change, or something like that. And like, that's kind of, you know, it's essentially what happened like last year when I like went vegan at the beginning of the year. And 'cause it was just like, oh, my values are this, and I can be making more of a difference and doing more, so why am I not? Like, it might not be a huge difference, but it does make a difference. So, and you know, all those little experiments, and you just got to take risks and make changes like that, which I think can be kind of, for some people, uncomfortable.
But that, I mean, that's good if it's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That means you're doing something right, hopefully. So,
yeah, because I've thought about that, and I think that, especially in like art, you always get asked the question like, oh, but what do you do? It's like, oh yeah, I'm a, like, I would describe myself definitely as like a musician, and now I'm kind of feeling like, what was it? I feel a lot more comfortable being like, yeah, I'm a podcaster now. Like, I feel a little, like, a lot more comfortable about it. And I think it took a lot of, honestly, like I'm not, like, kind of just, like, this is kind of funny, but, like, a lot of, like, first dates where they find out just, and what was it? This has actually happened multiple times. Just like, oh, 26-year-old white dude with a podcast. I'm just like, you called me out there. You got me. And it's just like, you know, embracing that and just being like, yeah, that's who I am. And I think that also part of it is interesting that I'm in the process of like leaving my job. And so I'm also like, you know, in our society, you kind of define yourself as like, I do this. This is my job. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just been, I've asked a lot of questions about that. Have you kind of felt like the same way? And especially like starting a podcast, you're going back to school. That's kind of changed how you describe who you are.
Yeah, I think I definitely, so you said you left your job. Like I didn't even, I was just like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I left my job and I feel like it's kind of like bit me in the butt, but I feel like again, freeing that like, oh yeah, this is not where I want to be. Or, you know, it was Trader Joe's. So, you know, Trader Joe's is kind of cool. I've gotten a couple of dates just specifically because I work at Trader Joe's. So it's kind of cool. But like, I was sitting there like stalking lettuce, I think. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this like forever, like past a certain point in my life. And had been thinking about like going back to school just because that's a big value thing for my dad. And so I don't know if that's like for me or if it's for him, but I think it's for me, like something that like I gotta do. But in terms of like the podcast, saying you're a podcaster, I am terrified of like, because I don't know, I feel like I record and then I'm like, okay, well, let's just put it up. And then it's just kind of like, I don't want to say like a dirty little secret, but it's like, I don't want to let people know about that. Yeah. Like my aunt and uncle found my podcast and they listened to it. And he was just, my uncle was all, we found your podcast. And I was like, what? Well, he's like, yeah, I typed in your name and found it. And I was like, okay. He's like, well, we really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, thanks. He's like, well, I have a bunch of ideas that you, and just started, I was like, okay, well, I'll listen to your ideas and stuff. But I think it's like just a little hobby of mine. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't proclaim myself a podcaster at this point, but just a little like, oh yeah, I do podcasting on the side. Like,
yeah.
But
yeah, it's, it's a strange thing. Just be like, I podcast.
What's actually funny is like when I first started it, I literally posted like, oh, another like mid-20s male with another podcast. Here you go.
Yeah,
I love that you guys get that reaction because I say that and everyone's like, oh, what's your podcast about?
Yep. I actually think, what was it? Someone asked me, they're just like, oh, is it just you and another dude? And I was just like, actually, no. And they're like, okay, that's actually very good because nobody needs like two white dudes just like with their outlook on life again.
No, it's...
I don't know. I think everyone's a little different. I think it's hilarious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's super funny. Yeah. The first time was just like, I think the way that it's always been presented to me, I've been lucky, where it's just like, you just called me out and I'm kind of okay with
that. Yeah, who cares? You know what I mean?
At this rate, it's just like, I didn't expect to enjoy podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, it's had a pretty positive impact on me. So like we get to sit down and it's basically conversations I've always wanted to have, but then just never had with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's with people that I know and have known. So like some of the things I did know about, you know, them, but then it's just like this other aspect and kind of being able to peek behind the veil for like, especially when people are like creating things, like it's like kind of bringing it back to like talking about like vulnerability and stuff is when you're creating something, you're always, you know, essentially opening up yourself to the public, to your vulnerable self, like whether that's, you know, having kind of like a diary podcast or like writing a song or, you know, painting a whole bunch of dragons and whatnot. And it's, I also love that last week we talked to O'Paris and Michael mentioned that he wrote songs in high school where the lyrics were a little bit of an overshare, which I think is great. And, you know, you start with like the over dramatics and stuff like that and just being like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. And then just like, you, like, I think my favorite part was where he was like, yeah, I got like a couple texts after releasing it. And just people were just like, you said that. I was like, that's a golden moment right there.
I mean, I think for, in terms of that for me is like, I've had a bunch of people like, oh, I really enjoyed like that episode. Like, it got me thinking about certain things. And, but I didn't know that about you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's,
yeah.
Oh God, wait, well, you're right. You didn't know that about me. Yeah. It's like frightening, mm-hmm. but also like kind of cool. Like it, yeah. it definitely like, oh, like they know me more.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, like when we're discussing the podcast, so like I get to know them more. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think it can be like, you know, whenever you almost like fit yourself into certain like bins and put forward like certain parts to yourself and like your identity to mix with other people. And I know that I think that this past year, I've definitely kind of realized that in certain situations, I'll put kind of different-ish versions of myself forward just well, to sure. kind of like fit the mold and like be like, oh, well, I want this friendship or this like potential relationship to like go somewhere because I just want that, and it's not paying attention to like, is this actually gonna like work or something? So it's mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna put this piece of me forward because it matches with this person a lot more, this kind of thing. So mm. you know, and I feel mean, like
yeah
so it's yeah go for it.
No, socializing is all just little mm-hmm. games, right?
It's like, yeah,
I'm gonna play this card. Here's my dialogue for yep. for this moment.
You know, we give Skyrim defense and Bethesda a whole bunch of like shit for like their dialogue options, but like that's kind of just real life. You just like, you're going through a conversation and you got like three options, like, do I say this, do I reveal this about myself? But yeah, and I think that like it's, I always want to be like super open and like vulnerable with everybody,
yeah.
but at the same time it's just like, I think for me the thing is always like, oh, is this person going to like me and accept me kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that you can kind of struggle to get over is if they don't like and don't accept you, then like, yeah, that kind of sucks if you're like excited about that person. But, you know, it's, you know, if they're not going to accept you and like you, then like, what's the point anyways?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that that's, we all end up kind of like scared to like open up about that kind of thing. So like it's cool when you have like someone talk about the podcast and just be like, oh, I didn't know that about you, like, because they do get to see like behind the veil. And like you said, it's just, it's weird that we kind of have to do like this roundabout way to socialize and get mm-hmm. like vulnerable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a little like taboo, I feel like, in mm-hmm. modern society to talk yeah. about feelings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, well, especially when you make art about them and yeah. your feelings. Yep. You yeah. know, and then people are like, oh, I saw that, I listened to that, I had a reaction to that. And I'm like, well, that's
the point.
Maybe, yeah. That's yeah, the point. I guess like here we are. Mm-hmm. Then it's another Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Then it's so, another Wednesday, my dudes.
Sorry.
We love memes around here.
Yeah. It's yeah, I've been on a bad kick of just watching like Vine compilations.
Oh,
it's got to stop. It's because it's like, I know them all. I do enjoy watching them, mm-hmm. but I gotta pull myself out of it.
I'll get those like cycles of like mm-hmm. I'm on YouTube and you start going down the little yes. rabbit hole and then I like snap into it and I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yes.
Like, what do, this mm-hmm. adds no value to my time in life right yeah. now.
I don't know, you guys, I sit up to 2 a.m watching deep sea creature info videos and mm-hmm. I learned quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So
that's pretty cool.
Maybe yeah. we just need to explore different sides of YouTube.
That's true.
Sorry.
True.
I love seeing people's like YouTube recommendations because mm-hmm. I'm like, that sums them up quite a lot.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
My yeah. brother's is like cars and Hololive, and mine is meditation and Critical Role and deep sea facts.
Gotta have the deep sea facts.
Yeah.
What? Okay, mine I think would be basically just like Premier League and Championship League, and then we got what else we got in there. Age of Empires 2 okay. playthrough videos and streams. And then TED Ed videos and anything that's kind of like similar to TED Ed. Like I went on like a weird Salmonella Academy like binge. And then there's also Crash Course was in there. I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think mine's definitely got a lot of football. So like NFL, college football, just random videos. Like I don't watch that team. Why is it on here? I'd say like Phasmophobia playthroughs.
Yes.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. A lot of Marvel like theory videos. I love those so much. And I'm like, dude, no, that's totally wrong. Like, yeah, that's a good little mix.
Man, maybe it's, what is it? For anyone's dating profiles, you just got to put like the first few things that pop up on like your YouTube search bar or something like that. Just switch it up.
I might have to try that actually. Do a little experiment. Yep.
Yeah. Honesty is the best thing. Yes. Yeah. It's like, listen, you're going to find this one time or another. So let me just let you know.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was like aiming for. It's just like there are certain things like I'm just not sure about, like, you know, putting out and like, here's me. But it's just like, I don't know. I think it's also, I have a hard time like selling myself. Like we talked about it last week. Like, I am hot dog shit at promotion, especially like self promotion. And so like getting on and like posting on social media and I'm just like, hey, do you want to listen to this? It's like super not confident, super uncertain about it. And I'm just like, you want to check out my podcast? I wrote the song. You want to listen, please?
please experience my art. Please.
We talked about that in my journalism fundamentals class about like self-promotion, and it's just awkward. Like, hey, I made this, listen, or like buy it now. It's like, it feels weird asking people to like do that at times. So I totally feel that, where it's like, I don't really want to post this or like promote myself. It's like weird.
Yeah, because I feel like you also end up with like these like little like groups of people in your life that basically like cater to the different parts of yourself, or at least I kind of have this. They're like, you know, I got like my like soccer squad, and I got like all the like people I go to concerts with and stuff, and like all the people who do this with me kind of thing. And so it's almost just like these little like compartments of like friends and stuff. And it's just like, oh yeah, if like this compartment learns that I like write and play music, I don't know what I would do. And I'm really scared about that kind of thing. But like, I'm not. But then like every single time that that happens, it's just like I get into a point where, you know, like you're on Uncle Find Your Podcast, or like I had a friend who like found like my music Instagram, and it's just like, it's really good, dude. Like, what are you playing? Let me know. And I'll swing by, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Like, ultimately deep down, like, people give a shit and they care. We're just scared to be vulnerable, so we have to find a medium to be vulnerable through. I like to write gibberish lyrics and then just like yell them on stage at people, and they're just like, you okay, bro?
You good?
That's how I feel when I post my little like music to my Instagram story.
Yes.
We're like, you're going through it right now, huh? Yeah. Frank Ocean, Frank Ocean, Frank Ocean.
I just think it's so weird that, but also like super cool, because ultimately like the idea of like creating an art is just like, yes, A, like a way to express yourself, but like B, a way to connect. Because like ultimately, like, what was it? Someone told me, my friend told me on like Monday, he's like, hey, humans are like relational beings. So like naturally, like you kind of having like a fight with your friend is going to make you pretty upset or pretty bummed kind of thing. Or like something breaking off is going to be pretty like make you upset, and you'll, you know, have a weird energy behind it. Like that's normal. And then you go through like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. And just like, oh, well, you got it out and you wanted to connect, and there you go.
Yeah. That's the dynamic of the relationship, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like making, again, vulnerable art. It's like, I feel this way, and sharing it. Don't you feel this way too?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And sometimes people are like, yeah, I bet. And then other people are like, bro, you good?
Yeah.
Or, you know, things just into the void, which is why sometimes it's nice to just like post and forget about it.
Yeah. So with the podcast too, getting some feedback, especially like, oh, I have some ideas for it kind of thing. Has it been kind of like a, oh, you should talk about this subject, or like you should ask this question or have this person on? Or is it kind of like, I guess where I'm trying to go with this is, do you find that the feedback you get where people are like, oh, I like this episode, it got me to think about this, And like, A, that starts a connection between you and them. But then also, like, do you think that it's best for you to kind of be specific, like very specific about the things that you talk about, like with your personal relationships or and like personal self? Or is it better if you kind of have like a general broad approach? Because I think that that's one thing that's always kind of, you know, we talked about it a little bit where like when I write lyrics is I could be very specific and just use like name drops and time dates and whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like that would be interesting. But that's also something that's never like crossed my mind really to do it that way. And so it's just kind of like for me, I've always kind of liked lyrics that it's like you can't quite tell exactly what it's about. Mm-hmm. So you can apply it to different situations. So it's like for that, there's kind of like this guise where it's broad, but it's also still like very specific kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So do you think, do you feel that you get like more reaction and more positive feedback from like something that's very specific or something that's very broad?
I've gotten more feedback on like being super specific. Mm-hmm. About, you know, just whatever I'm feeling. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. Like, this is my own personal experience. Just like, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I've gotten more people that are like, that's really like takes a lot of guts to say that. Mm-hmm. Or like, yeah, I really like that episode because you talked about that. I'm trying to be more like broad in terms mm-hmm. of like, okay, well, I have also had that feeling before. Mm-hmm. And so they're not feeling like almost alienated because it's like specifically my situation. Mm-hmm. And so again, like you said, a connection, I want to connect with as many people as possible. And I know for a fact everybody's been through, you know, exactly what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everybody, but most people have been through exactly what I'm going through. And I'm a drama queen. I'll say it now. The Hearts are a family of dramatics.
I cannot relate to that at all.
But, and I think it's good for me to remind myself that like, yeah, everybody is going through this or something, and somebody has been through this harder than you or at the same level as you, and I'm sure they're like they've gotten through it. So I've gotten more feedback on just being more specific, but I do like to be more broad just so it kind of like, oh, okay, like I've had that feeling before, cool, like this applies to me. And so they that connection again. So
Yeah, I guess it's like you can run write about like say running away from X town, mm-hmm. or just write about like running away in general, right? Mm-hmm. And people from that time be like, "Fucking bet, yeah. Hate this place." And yeah. other people are just like, "Yeah, I do need to run away."
Yeah. 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 I mean, I think you get more from like the specific part because like mm-hmm. I've kind of thought about that, and like that like is the case in like pretty much so many different like facets of just anything. Like that's what they, when I was doing my entrepreneurship and management classes in college, mm-hmm. they were just like, you need to find something very specific and niche, because then you have, yeah, it's going to be a smaller like target market, but they will be so bought into your product because you specifically targeted them. So like you do something, so essentially with that. And I think that also translates to like, you know, our art and like with like podcasts and stuff, is that you can get either like, it's that, you know, I think it's kind of like, I want to say like age old thing, but no, it's just like, you can have like a lot of like shallow friends or like a couple really close friends kind mm-hmm. of thing, which I don't 100% agree with that particular statement, but I think it really applies to like this topic, because the more specific you are, like the more in depth you're able to go, the more vulnerable you possibly can get. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that's when people appreciate it. Just like, wow, you have a lot of guts to just say that and like be open about it. And then you can have, you know, it's not everyone's going to have like the exact same experience, but they'll have something similar. So mm-hmm. you can draw some kind of connection from there and just be like, oh, this applies kind of to this situation that I'm in. And then it, you know, help me out of that. Or like you can have like a song that's about, you know, what was it? Just some kind of loss. So say you could find connection and almost like comfort and safety in like a song about like death when you're like going through a breakup or like you're moving to a new town. Like those all are similar things where you are losing something and you are dealing with that kind of like grief and loss. So it's just kind of this, but you can go more in depth. So I think that's, I don't know.
I didn't think about it that way.
I love like details because I'm nosy.
Yes.
I also love the lore. We all know that. I'm like, what happened?
Yes. Yes.
Like, yeah. Why are you sad? You know, yeah. I'm like listening to like songs. I'm like, give me the goss.
Yep.
Like I said, I mean, I'm from a family of dramatics, so I think it's easy for me just to kind of, oh yeah, here's all my problems. There yep. you go. Like, enjoy that. Let that just simmer in your brain for
the emotional, long. The emotional vomit. Yeah.
Yep. It's yep.
just like so.
Feelings. Yeah.
I was introduced to a new phrase recently: trauma dumping.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
I'm so bad at that.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at that.
Hey man, shit happens. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be open and honest. Like, yeah.
I think it's important though to ask people if they're okay with receiving that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That trauma for sure. Because I've had people trauma dump on me, and it's. Yeah, it's like, whoa! I myself am not mentally feeling it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could handle what you're telling me right now. Yep.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like, it's so hard because it's like, I want to share, like, here's how I'm feeling. But, and then mm-hmm. it's like, we have to remember that, like, other people, we all love living in our own little worlds mm-hmm. as artists and as dramatic people. Mm-hmm. But it's like, right, other people have their own little dramatic thing going on too. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, like, but sometimes, mm-hmm. again, sharing art, sharing the way we feel. It's hard to socialize sometimes. We have our little decks. Yeah. We mm-hmm. play our little cards. Mm-hmm. But we really want to show someone the whole fucking deck at some point, you know?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of funny that, like, especially, like, creating stuff is, like, again, we have to find, like, this weird roundabout way.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you have, like, these emotions, like, I don't know how to say how I'm feeling or, like, how to tell you how I'm feeling or how to express how I'm feeling. So it's just like, oh, I vomited words in a melody. And then that's how I feel, but it doesn't make sense. But
mm-hmm. our only sometimes makes sense.
Yeah.
that's why we are like, we sit in our rooms, we're like, let's start a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as long as it makes sense to you, right?
Yeah, right. It's,
yeah.
At least that's what I think.
But. Yeah.
Yeah. Does your art make sense to you?
It does. I think like looking back on my like first episode, I could definitely hear in my voice just like how actually sad I was mm-hmm. compared to like now. I feel like I definitely feel a little lighter. I'm talking more in like an energetic tone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I definitely understood where I was coming from. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't sound like that anymore. And I'm happy with the progress I've made. And mm-hmm. yeah. So.
And that's kind of part, like a part of what you set out to do, right?
Yeah. So.
There you go.
I love reflecting on like early stuff. My favorite thing is like the very first episode, Patrick going, huh?
Did I really? Oh no.
No, it just cracks me up. I just think all of us like like have journeys, right? Mm-hmm. Like how long ago did you start your
I want to say it was like beginning of December.
Of December, yeah.
Yeah. So course, like right smack dab in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yep.
No vitamin D.
Just like in the darkness, like yeah. art needs to happen.
Yep.
No, and then reflect upon it later. Like, I love making art a long time ago, and I'm like, I'm feeling this way. And then I'm like, yeah, you were.
Yep. Yeah. Because reflecting is just like so huge. Like, what was it? I think that I really like Beth, you and I talked about this a little bit. Like, because we'd started talking about like identity and like uncertainty and identity. And then what was it? On like the same day, Nate and Connor both texted me a thing. They're just like, oh, like honestly, like our discography kind of holds up a little bit. And just like, oh, this song slaps and this song still like works out. And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a listen. And then I listened to the whole album and I was like, oh, fuck. Like the whole thing, like all the songs that I wrote and the stuff that I attributed definitely was just like watching me like grow from just like I have no idea who I am exactly, or like I don't know how to express who I am and be confident in that. And then like literally like since writing those songs, I know how I felt like releasing the songs, and then like in relationship sense, like something that I've gotten is just like, oh, like you're confident in who you are. And I'm just like, holy fuck, okay, damn. And you know, art works, man. Expression and just being able to look back on the things that you created and seeing where you were, it works. Like, I think I went through a breakup a few years ago, and my friend, shout out to Adriana, she was just like, oh, just like write something down, like make a note on this day, like, and I kept it in like my phone, and it was just like one journal entry per day, how you're feeling, so you can kind of track your progress. And it's like, it'll go up and down, but like being able to, like, after like a month of doing that every day and then looking back and just being like even the, I think the day I went back to look at it, I was like pretty down kind of thing. I was just like, oh, I'm just like never going to move past this. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh fuck, I'm doing like miles better right now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing real good. So, you know, like you said, you can like, and it's in ways, I think podcasting is also like an interesting way to do it too, because like you said, you get to hear like how you sound.
Yeah.
And you can do that with just like, if you call someone like once a week just to check in, and you can have them be like, oh, like you sound like a lot lighter or something mm-hmm. today. Kind of thing. It's just like, you know, like it's, oh, you don't have, it's not like you're trudging your way through this conversation. It's like, oh, you're like light and bouncy and you got more energy to it. So it's kind of, you can find so many, and I'm sure that can pop up in so many different ways we're not even thinking about, mm-hmm. like, you know, just being active, you know, the way you play football or like the way you, you know, approach like making plans or something like that or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had like, even friends in the past, like they'll see me in person. Like had a picture posted, man, that was like a little tongue twister. Had a picture posted, like, I don't know, 2 months prior. Mm-hmm. And then they see me and they're like, did you look so much better than like in that picture? Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I think we're so just like hyper-focused on like, oh man, nope, just sad. And like you said, mm-hmm. trudging through. But then when somebody's like, oh no, like I can like see a physical change or like something's different.
They're like, wow, you took a shower.
You got me. You have a different pair of pants on? Fucking finally.
Everyone who laughed at that has been depressed as fuck.
Oh man.
It's fucking true though. Yeah. No, you, like even like sometime you'll like reflect upon it and be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes like everything that goes on inside you bleeds to the outside. Mm-hmm. It really fucking does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that was, what was it? Cause like I have definitely like struggled a lot with, you know, like self physical image, like a lot. And so I have gotten to the point that like, you know, it's, I think this like clicked on at like my EP release show when I realized that it was, my friend Justin who was there, who came with my roommate Andrew. Mm. And I was like, I know this guy, but I don't know why. And it was because I knew him. I was introduced to him from like, because of my previous relationships, we hadn't like hung out or anything. And just like the, you know, when he realized it and he like looked at me just like, oh, you look so good, man. It's just like that comment can just be like, it doesn't have to have anything as far as like attractiveness or anything. It's just like, you can tell that like you're basically like your energy or your vibe or your aura has just like changed, mm-hmm. you know, cause you can look back and like, even if you scroll through like your social media and look at different like old pictures and stuff, mm-hmm. like you're saying, like it's, you can just see such a difference.
Is your picture in black and white? Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So, you know, it's, you know, and I think it also like you don't know what kind of like confidence you can like imbue in someone just by like doing that. And mm-hmm. like it, again, it doesn't even have to be like a, you know, what was it? Like a huge like compliment or anything, or like huge like, oh, I'm like trying to like make a move or anything, just like, hey man, like you look really good kind of thing. It's just like it's so like simple and easy, and it's just like for some people like they don't even think about that. But then like it's, you know, like if you were out at a bar, the person you want to go like talk to has like a matching vibe or aura to what mm-hmm. you want, or like, you know, kind of want to connect with. So like when you have that kind of thing, you're putting off like, you know, to do the, what was it? This is the corniest thing, I think. So state champs, who I They're kind of cool. They're cool. I don't really listen to them anymore, but they had this line in a song. Like, you attract what you're ready for. It's like, I had to pull the pop punk voice out there. I put years of practice into it. The just off of Tom DeLonge sound. It'll never come back, I promise. But, you know, it's just, I totally forgot where I was going with that, right? But, you know.
Yeah, just
you
know, can... Homo Bro, your aura is radiant.
Yeah. Because, like, it's, like, you can just tell when someone's, like, in a good space and mm-hmm. or, like, in a bad space. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think it could be hard to approach and help out people in a bad space kind of thing. But, like, I think that being able to recognize that when someone's in a good space and just, like, recognizing it, that's, like, a confidence boost. It's kind of like it'll help them be more secure in who they are.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, like, a bunch of School of Life videos. I don't know if you guys have seen School of Life.
I don't think so. Well, I will immediately after this,
they,
for sure.
They're really good. But they just talked about, like, basically what you were saying, like, mm-hmm. you attract what you're ready for. And it's, you know, when you put in the work and you heal and you, like, you're secure with who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's definitely more appealing to people. And, like, yeah. you know, like, oh, like, okay, well, didn't work out with, you know, that person, but yep. I'm still me. Like, somebody's gonna mess with this vibe. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And also, like, looking back on, like, my life too, this is, like, personally, it's just mm-hmm. like whenever I have, you know, when a relationship is, like, one of my, like, long-term relationships popped up, it was kind of just, like, in the middle of just, like, me deciding, like, okay, I'm gonna be me. Or, like, I wasn't, like, that actively, like, seeking a relationship kind of thing. And it was just the fact that I was so, like, okay with who I was and, like, essentially, like, proud of who I was kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing everything that was just, like, super me, being, like, super authentic. And then, you know, someone came along and it was just like, yeah, I'll fuck with your vibe.
Picking up yeah. what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah. But then at the same time, like, now I struggle with the thing is, like, I would argue that, like, yeah, I'm, like, ready for this. Like, say, like, I'm ready for a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. do I need to not actively look for it, or do I need to actively look for it kind of thing? So it's just kind of like, okay, what's, I don't know, like, it's like, obviously, like, you gotta, it's like a balance between the two, because people kind of struggle with that, people being me for sure. Thanks for coming to my therapy session, guys.
Oh, Patty.
Yeah, but I think, like, what we were talking about, like, earlier too, about, like, authenticity mm-hmm. is, like, mm-hmm. authenticity just ultimately, like, it's kind of scary, but it breeds success,
mm-hmm.
like, in any aspect of life. Like, for me, like, talking about, like, those relationships, like, I was just being super authentic. I was like, I want to fucking do this, so I'm gonna go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, something happened, so that was cool. And then, like, you know, looking at everyone that I admire who's quote-unquote successful, like, in music or this or that, and, like, my favorite person to point to is obviously, listeners, you can all guess, it is Shaky Graves, the man I actively rip off all the time.
We were waiting for you.
Yeah. And so, like, because one of the, I think the thing that I admire the most about him is if you go back and listen to his album, Roll the Bones, the 10th anniversary edition on Spotify, he has, like, all these, like, interlude things that are, like, just kind of popped in there where it's, like, little interviews and him talking about things and kind of about, like, the Roll the Bones experience and about how, you know, he just, like, him being, like, in tune with, like, life. And, like, he kind of one part he talks about, he's like, oh, like, yeah, I ended up with this, like, super sweet guitar from, like, the 1930s because someone was just like, I need the right person to play this guitar, and is like, it's you. And then he's like, I wouldn't have written, like, Roll the Bones and what was it, and, like, Born to Roam, or Built to Roam, to kind of, without that guitar, that's kind of, it just, like, naturally came out that way. And then he went on, he's like, I think the thing that I love about it is just, like, he's so authentically just, like, him, and, like, the way that he books shows. He's one of those artists that will play the random show. Like, when I saw him up in Dillon, and it was, like, 2 months, like, a month and a half after he played Red Rocks, and I didn't pay that much to see him at Dillon, but that Dillon Amphitheater is fucking gorgeous, guys. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's just on the lake, and it's general admission. I got to stand, like, right next to the stage, like, what the fuck? And then, like, the next day, or that weekend or something, or like 2 days after, he was playing at like this blues folk festival up out of Netherlands, and I didn't even know. But like our coworker Tim went and saw him, and it's just like, oh yeah, I finally saw him. And he's like at this festival. It's like, huh? And it's just like that. It's like, I want to play music. And so like in one of those interviews, he mentioned, you know, he's like, I never set out to be the best musician. I never set out to be the best this, that. It's just like his philosophy was like, I set out to live a life worth living. And I was like, that is real as fuck. And like watching him like perform live, like he definitely just like it feels like he just kind of wings it half the time, like when he's doing his solo stuff. And I love that. Like he opened up that show playing like two songs. He's like, yeah, I wrote these in high school. You can't find them anywhere, so this is the only time you'll hear it. And he was like making fun of it and stuff. He's like, we'll see how this goes. And I was like, I'm not even sure he had any idea. He was just like, yeah, I'll try these songs this time. And it's just, you know, it's just so unapologetically like him. So it's just like, that's how I'm trying to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's kind of scary to just like, what if you don't like that? And like, especially for me, like going into a show, it's so awkward. And like for me, it's just like, I get past that first song. And then it's just like, it's almost kind of like me like getting to the point where it's just like, okay, is this going to be a super hype experience or just kind of like a weird one? But either way, it's going to be good for content. So
I think it's like a slow build. Like you said, like for the concerts, it definitely, when I played football, it was like, oh God, like, I don't know what to do. I'm nervous. You know, you're shaking and stuff. And right when the game starts and you get that first hit, it's like, yeah, okay. Like I've done this a million times. Like, cool. Yep. Like let's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting actually, and thinking about it now, like how secure you are with yourself in like a moment like that. Like after you're super nervous and it's like, boom. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Like we've done this. Like, let's go. That's, I'm like,
it's
coming up with thoughts as well.
It's so wild because like, I get like this, like people tell me this, like my fucking therapist told me this and I was like, what? Or just like, oh, you're so brave for getting up on stage and doing this. I was just like, huh? I feel like an attention whore. Brave? No. Needy? Yes.
That cracks me up. It is brave though, seriously. You know, like, I'm just here hanging out, but like, you guys are actually hitting the post button on these most of the time, so that's sick. Making art.
Yeah, and I also feel like we kind of talked about like this a little bit with like cycles that you get into, and like with the sports thing, like that definitely happened to me in high school with soccer. Was I went on like this, I was like seeing growth, doing really, really well, and then just like hit like a huge change and just like was so, you know, insecure about like my abilities, and then just kind of like plateaued. And then like it was every game, it was just like, oh, maybe I'll like mess up or something and this, that, the other thing, and just kind of all these nerves, and I just wasn't able to break out of it for like most of the upperclassmen experience, which kind of, you know, sucked, but it is what it is. But it's like, it's weird that you can get yourself into like that, those cycles. And it, I mean, that's depression, baby. Is like, you get, you know, one bad thing happens and then it's just a snowball, and like ultimately like it's up to you to break out of it, but you need to be patient and gentle with yourself to forgive yourself that like it's not easy to break those cycles. So
yeah, I mean, that's a big thing I'm working on right now, is like self-forgiveness. Just in terms of like everything that I've been through, and like I feel like I haven't properly, we talked about this the other day, like I haven't properly forgiven myself for like anything. It's and it's almost weird because you don't think of yourself as like an individual. Like, it's easy to like apologize to somebody else and it's like, oh, okay, cool. But like for yourself, it's almost like, not necessarily you don't deserve the apology, but it's just, it's like, I don't know what to say. Yeah. Like,
well, you feel like you have to like bear your sins like your entire life. It's like, I have caused suffering, I deserve to like continue to suffer. And it's like, no, you don't.
You've made mistakes, you've taken risks, they haven't paid off, they have paid off. Like, you know, it's, everyone's going through the same thing. I'd imagine it takes a very special person to be on the wrong side of the coin more often than not, I feel like pretty much all of us are kind of like middle of the road for the most part. The average person is just like, yeah, they fuck up a little bit, mm-hmm. but they do a lot of stuff right too. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, and that's why I think that when you approach a lot of like things and look, it's like, oh, I hate this person. Like, I feel like when I was younger, like I was also very dramatic and very like emotional. So it's just like, I would like blow up. And I think that that's kind of what led and created me to be kind of like a lot more like patient of a person. Was I had like these 2 years in like middle school that I'm just like, that's the worst version of myself. That is the mm-hmm. worst version at all. Given a lot of people, I think, feel that way just because middle school is weird and uncomfortable. And also like,
so awful.
Yeah. 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 But it's just, you know, forgot what I was saying. Where was that train of thought going? Oh no.
You derailed.
Derailed. But yeah. And like, also like, I think that when you're like, forgiving yourself is that, you know, you are going to be a lot harder on yourself for what you did than anyone else is. Like, especially for me in that middle school thing, I've like apologized to people for like who I was in middle school. And they're mm-hmm. like, huh? And, you know, I also think that like forgiving yourself, it takes like, it's like kind of goes through stages. And, you know, maybe you never actually like get to the point where you like fully forgive yourself, but you get a lot more comfortable with yourself and the mistakes you've made. Mm-hmm. Like, I can point to a couple of like specific things that I've blamed myself for because of decisions I've made. But ultimately, like, there's certain aspects of it that were out of my control. I had to make a decision. I made a decision, and there was no, it was a lose-lose situation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's coming to being comfortable with the fact that I think that most of the decisions that we make or like mistakes that we make, it's, there isn't a very clear right or wrong answer. Like, life is not always black and white like that. Mm-hmm. So forgiving yourself is like, you, it's kind of, that's, I think, at least for me, it makes it a little difficult because it's just like, oh, I can forgive my, like, I can easily forgive someone else super easily. But then it's just like, you know, forgiving yourself, you're just like, you know, it's like, I really shouldn't have done that. Like, that doesn't line up with how I want to be. So you're just kind of, then you got to battle shame.
Yeah.
We love that.
I think too, it's like acknowledging the past as well. Cause like you mm-hmm. said, a lot of people like to bury their sin. But yeah, acknowledging like, yeah, that doesn't align with how I currently carry myself. Or like, I'm definitely working on changing mm-hmm. that part of myself. Now I forgot where I was going. Yeah.
I think I like partly remembered where I was going to. Was like with that whole middle school thing, was just like, I, you know, I'm very, I could never be like, oh, I hate this person. Mm-hmm. Like it would take something like really heinous for me to be like, oh, I hate this person. There's a couple people that I don't know personally that I definitely hate. Mike Pence. Greg Abbott.
God, Greg Abbott is the worst.
I just read something today, and Greg Abbott, I hope you listen, and you're going to hell. Like, I know you're religious, but you're a Pharisee. Go fuck yourself. Anyways.
This is a Greg Abbott hate page.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, my God. Arguably one of the most top-tier garbage people on the planet at the moment, for sure.
Let it out, Patty.
But... oh, fuck. But like, you know, it's just like, so I view that like it takes like a lot for me to be like, oh, I hate that person kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but then like, it's so easy to turn on yourself. You're like, look in the mirror, like, I hate you mm-hmm. kind of thing. So it's just that, and it, sometimes it takes like awkward things. It's just that for me, I found that inner monologue is huge. And I think also like, again, like reflection and looking back at like old art, old creations and stuff and like old memories and like accomplishments and just being like, no, like I'm good. I'm okay. I'm doing better mm-hmm. because like I can sit back and there's like, you know, there's certain like songs and stuff that I'm like, ooh, that wasn't so great. That was not solid at all. But then there was also like, now I can sit here and fuck, that's a long time. So that album I was talking about, the Brighter Than Ever album, is fucking 5 years old, I think, ooh. Or will be 5 this year, which freaks me out. But I'm like, at a point where like initially like I was just like, I can't listen to this, I can't listen to this, I can't listen to this. which is always so funny because like you record an album and you're just like, yeah, it sounds so good. And then it's released and you're just like, oh, fuck no. But now I'm just like, you know, I can reconnect and just be like, wow, I can appreciate where I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I'm doing better and I'm proud of that. And then, you know, it's a step towards self-love and forgiveness. And like for me breaking an inner monologue where like I would have like a weird, I don't know if you guys have it, where it's just like you remember something embarrassing or shitty that you did when you're like, yeah, like 10 plus years ago and you're just like,
physically like,
yep. I don't know if you guys can't see this as you're listening in your cars, judging our like weird sound effects, but I hope you know exactly what we're talking about. But it's, yeah. And then like, I think for me, it was always just like, I would do this and then I would just be like, so ashamed and embarrassed and like uncomfortable that I would just sit there and like sometimes if I was driving like alone I would audibly sit there and just be like, I hate you, I hate myself, I suck, you're like a terrible human being. And like just switching to the point where, and you know, this took like good amount of therapy, like one session is not going to do it, like it's a good place to start, but you can't just be like, I went to therapy and I'm all better now. That's not how it works. And it's just like that plus like friends and whatever other experiences and kind of getting to the point where it's just like, no, it's just like, not a fan of that version of myself, but I made a mistake and that's okay. I'm still here, so.
If you make a mistake one day, maybe you could do something better the next day.
That's true.
There you go.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
Well,
that's all I got. Man, you guys.
So what's next for Uniquely Alone or any other projects you're maybe thinking about? Because I know you said you, so what did you play in band actually?
That was
a burning question. I was an orc dork on the violin. Yeah. So
what?
An orc dork, that's what they called us. You got the band geeks and you got the orc dorks.
Oh,
yes. There's an orchestra. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you guys are playing D&D.
I played trombone.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I at first really wanted to play trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just too many trumpets. So they were like, does anybody want to like play trombone? I guess it's going to be me. Like, it's cool, I suppose. But, not to brag or anything, but your boy was first chair trombone. I've missed playing trombone though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still in my mom's like basement. And like when I go over there, I like think about digging it out and like playing. But I have no idea how to read music anymore. And,
give it a shot. Just like sometimes it's like muscle memory takes over. It's wild. Because like there's like for violin for me, like I did like competition songs. And then there's like a couple that I was like, I could never remember that. But then I just like pick it up after like, you know, okay. It takes me a little bit to pick it up because I have just this like, you tried to go to college and you failed in this. And so it's just like, there's a whole confidence thing there. But when I am able to pick it up, a bunch of those songs do come back just from like muscle memory. Like it doesn't take it. Like if you had like one song, you're like, I fucking love playing this song. Like it's probably still there. You just got to activate it. Like a fun fact, when you learn a language and then you don't use it for a while, it's not that you lost it. It's basically that how your brain works is that it's basically put in like long-term storage. So it's just not getting accessed. So it'll just take a second to like shock it back and bring it back into like short-term memory. So I'd imagine the same thing with music.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I remember, when I lived with Nick, I was trying to like, hey, you guys need a trombone for early again. I'm like, hop in there, get some horn in there for you.
I'm down. Join the Morning Honey like fam bam experience. Yes. Got Hannah on trumpet. Could use a trombone.
Let's go.
We got three guitars for no fucking reason. Just kidding. We got my acoustic. That's just the chords, and then Fish and Scooby just tearing it up. That was so much fun. I loved it.
I tried learning ukulele.
Same.
It's like, it's easy, but it's hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to like train your brain to kind of like switch on to like, oh yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you end up learning or?
No. I think I just figured out G when I was like, here, nephew. And he was like, great. Destroyed. It's fine.
I'm fine. Yeah.
It's fine. I don't get to sit on my roof and play the ukulele at sunset anymore. It's fine. But muscle memory, man. We were talking about that earlier, but like... Never mind. I was going to go on a whole other tangent, but that would have been another 30 minutes. So I'm just going to like pocket that for later and let, end thought. That's all I got.
Yeah. But what's next for you? Anything on deck?
I want to start, I don't know. I've been thinking about doing like a little sports podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just because as a career, I want to be a social media like coordinator for a sports team. So kind of like, get a foot in there, like, oh yeah, I have this like sports podcast, like I've started like applying for like internships, just not necessarily like to get them, but like, okay, what exactly are you looking for, what kind of experience do you have? So I just like spontaneously applied for the Detroit Pistons, like,
okay, there you go.
Social media,
you
coordinator
never fucking
internship.
Know sometimes I'll just be like, hey, here's the job, and you're like,
what?
Huh?
I'm definitely underqualified for this.
I lied. I don't know Excel.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's where I want to go. So I still want to continue like Uniquely Alone, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd have a really good hoot of a time.
Nice.
Talking about sports, like,
I
think sports and music are the two things that I love the most. And so yeah, just talking about sports and general. Probably need to be more niche for that, so mainly like Denver teams most likely, but
oh nice,
we'll see.
Yeah,
so but I'm hoping to get some guests on Uniquely Alone, because trust me, I love talking to nobody, but I need some back. I need something back. So like I said, my uncle's gonna be on it this week, and so that should be interesting, because he's like, in my eyes, like an adult, quote unquote.
Yes.
So, it'll be interesting. But yeah, so planning on just getting more people on and different experiences and all that stuff, and not just me talking about my problems 24/7. So,
awesome. Well, I think we're approaching time, but you want to plug your shit really fast? Like, where can we find you?
So the podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's just Uniquely Alone, period. Fun fact though, real quick, the period I got from Anderson .Paak. He has like a period at the end of his name, and he said that he just has that there just so like people pay attention, like if you're writing out his name, or just the period there, and he's like, it makes a difference, you know, who's like actually listening to you and like paying attention to who you are. And so, yeah, so I just threw the period there at the end just for that. So, Uniquely Alone, Spotify. The Instagram is uniquely.alone. So, at uniquely.alone. So, you don't want to spell uniquely, just plug in Siri there. But, so that's the only two places I'm at right now.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Well, do you want to do the honors, Beth? Is it my turn?
Take it away, Patty.
Okay. So we got one last question for you. Adonis, what feels like home to you?
What feels like home to me?
Pressure's on.
Oh, man. Wow. That's actually a bigger question than I thought. Man, what feels like home to me? Honestly, game nights with my best buds feels like home to me.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. Aw, just like the, you know, gather, have a couple beers, yell at each other.
Yeah.
Maybe don't yell at each other.
Catan gets a little intense.
Yes, it does. We got a scoreboard here in this house. We got, really? I don't know if you noticed the tower of Catan versions that we have. Yes. Actually, when we were looking for a roommate at one point, we had it set up on the table, and we were just hoping that they'd just be like, oh. But we got one. Is that Catan? Yeah.
Classic.
Classic cat.
I'm assuming they didn't make the cut.
No, they didn't. Oh, man. I love that. Yeah, I feel like I like that, too, because I think that, like, you know, it's just, like, that safe space where you can, like, talk shit to your friends and, you know, nothing's going to happen from it. Like, you can kind of be a dick to your friends and it's okay.
Rowdy game nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, yeah. I've been to a bunch of parties in my day. I'm retired now. But like, I've always just felt the most happy at game nights and the most like secure and like, ah, this is a fantastic time. And like, it's always a good time. Some shenanigans. Somebody's dressed up in a moose costume and just, I can't explain the rest of that story. Just they were in a moose costume and it's just something about that.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I think we've been kind of like adding like different descriptive words to it. And we've had like safe and comfortable, but then also like outside of your comfort zone. And I think that this week the word we'll add for sure is like secure. I like that one a lot. I think that's because I think that because like we talked with, like I said, O Paris last week and they'd mentioned, and Mike was like, oh, somewhere where you're, you know, safe and comfortable. And then like, I was like, yeah, but like, I feel most refreshed and I guess kind of at home, like up in the mountains doing stupid shit where some of my not best decisions have been made regarding my own safety, but that's like where I feel home. But it's like that. I think that that was like pretty freeing for me to hear you just say that. It's like, yeah, that's where I feel secure in myself. It's just like, this is it. This is me. So thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah,
thanks for
on this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Wednesday therapy.